We want to bring you a dose of inspiration this morning, and that comes through local lad Dwayne Thomas, who has done something pretty remarkable, and he's kind of turned his life around. And I don't think I should tell much of the story. I think it's probably best that he does that. Good morning, Dwayne, and also PT Luke Courtney. How are you guys?
I'm good, thank you. Good.
Now, Dwayne, we got clued into your story because on the weekend, you took a massive run, 27 kilometres between Taylor Bend and Murray Bridge. Can you tell us, let's wind back the clock and let's start with your fitness journey, because FebFit's all about the fitness journey for us this month. Where did it start for you?
Well, to be honest, growing up, I was never into fitness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I always wag PE lessons at high school. Mm-hmm. I had some excuse that I left my gym clothes home, so I get sent to the library to read books.
We've all done that before, Dwayne. It's okay.
Yeah, I didn't like much of PE at the time.
So what got you to say, actually, I do want to change things around. I do want to start to kind of look after myself.
Well, 12 months ago, I went through a really bad time. I suffered a depression badly. Mm-hmm. So I spent some time in hospital almost a month. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until I spoke to my counsellor, Lisa Courtney, who I spoke about her baby brother joined her sessions, how she helped him over a PE and all that, her fitness level. Mm-hmm. So she put me onto Luke. So I contacted Luke at the stage and arranged a personal trainer,
a session.
Session with him. So, yeah, and it started from there.
It's amazing. Yeah. So, Luke, you joined us from Ultimate Performance Fitness and Nutrition. I'm sure you get interesting people from the community coming in all the time and saying, you know, I want to make a change. I want to inspire myself. What struck you about Dwayne?
Dwayne, yeah. So he was not in a good place at all. So we started just as one-on-one because he wasn't good around crowds at the time and built into groups. And if you said to me 12, 18 months ago that he was going to do a run, or even if it was 5Ks, I would have... With those first few sessions that I had with him, I wouldn't have believed it. So he's a bigger inspiration to all of us. He calls us trainers his heroes, but he's a hero to a lot of us. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah. I can't see that, to be honest. No, so.
Yeah, but the fact that you have taken on something that seemed so difficult at the time, and a lot of people listening right now are probably thinking to themselves, man, like, I have been thinking I really want to get to the gym or see a personal trainer, but you have those nerves and you think, oh, I'm not good enough to go to the gym.
Well, that's what I was thinking at the time,
I can't belong there. Where do I belong? And I think, the fact that you've come in here today and openly shared your story, anyone can go to the gym, and I'm sure you would say that that's true as well, Luke, you can.
The hardest thing is picking up the phone or walking through the door. Mm. Once you do that, it's... After that, after a few sessions, you find everyone's so welcoming. Everyone supports you.
Yep.
And that's not just our gym. That's quite a few. So once you're in there, everyone's there for you. So you're not alone.
Dwayne, I know what kind of impact physical fitness can have on your mental health. And obviously, throughout the last year, you've been able to make those positive changes, which led to this event on the weekend. You ran 27 kilometres. What was the inspiration behind the run?
Well, it was a personal challenge of mine. I made with Luke at the time. That's my personal challenge to test my fitness level. Mm-hmm. Then he was doing the world's greatest shave at the time too.
This is Luke that has a wonderful sweeping head of hair. So he's going to be shaving that off. You wanted to raise money for him?
Yeah, I thought I'd pay him back that way. I'll do a run from Tunnelbend to Murray Bridge to help him raise funds for that also. Mm-hmm.
Just incredible. So, Molly, we've seen the video. It just the chills you get as everyone's cheering Dwayne in at Sturt Reserve as he finished his run.
Now, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah.
So...
It took you, you were telling us off air that it took you 2 hours and 50 minutes to make that 27 kilometres. That is amazing.
But I've done it twice.
Double flex from Dwayne.
Oh, yeah, flexing now, Dwayne. I like that.
Is it something you think you'll do again and try and better that time?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I feel like that's an amazing thing. Yes. And it just shows that anyone can do this and your fitness is, you know, sort of an evolving thing that it might start off at you running 1 kilometre or 2 or 3 or whatever it is, and then looking at someone like yourself where you've clocked off 27 kilometres twice.
Yes.
Dwayne, I think we would be not doing our duty if we didn't try to recruit you in because here at Power FM, right through the month of February, we're doing FebFit, the Step Challenge. Now, at the moment, Murray Bridge, the Adelaide Hills, the South Coast, we've managed to amass 3.5 million steps. Yep. Now, I've done some math, Molly.
Yes.
27 kilometres twice is over 70,000 steps.
Wow, yeah. Dwayne.
35,000 each time. So, Dwayne, what I want you to do is go to stepchallenge.com.au, register, and then retrospectively add those steps in because, I mean, the numbers will push us up.
Yes.
Hey, we want to thank you. And I think there was a lot of people that really wanted to highlight your story and just providing some inspiration and just saying, you know, just a normal guy, a local that was having a really tough time, has managed to turn it around with the help of Luke and the team at Ultimate Performance Fitness and Nutrition. Just thank you for coming in here and just being honest and sharing your story. Yeah. I think there's a lot to be said about it.
Have a bad day. As soon as I go to the gym, I'll get all happy and work out smiling and happy.
Yeah, you get those endorphins.
So it does help, yeah.
Oh, of course. And obviously having all of your teammates as such at the gym to lift you up, I think, just hearing your story honestly is so touching, and I'd imagine everyone listening right now is thinking the same thing, that if Dwayne can do it, I can do it as well.
Yeah. If they aren't our teammates to me, they are a family to me.
Luke, you said it well that Dwayne's the hero here. So well done, Dwayne, and thank you, Luke, for coming in.